It is time for Arts Live and Local. Arts Live and Local is sponsored in part by the Astor Street Opera Company's 30th season of, yep, sing it with me, Shanghai in Astoria, now running through September 13th. Information and tickets available now by calling 503-325-6104 or online at AstorStreetOperyCompany.com. It's a delightful production, and I understand they're going to be having all kinds, because it's the 30th anniversary, folks from the past showing up and jumping into various roles. So you could find some pretty fun extras hanging out there, but either way, it's a great production. Better get the tickets. That's true about a lot of the theater around here, folks. It is, once they get going, sometimes they run away. I know Fiddler on the Roof, over at Papa at the Fort Columbia Theater. Another fabulous production, and I've seen that show many, many times, so take my word. And it's running through August 10th, so you need to get on these things. Coaster Theater, of course, is running its summer repertory, which is Into the Woods tonight and Sunday, and 39 Steps Saturday and Wednesday. There is a tremendous amount of stuff going on this weekend and beyond, and we're going to be talking about some of that. But first, I wanted to share with you some music. This is a first, although it is the 17th fair. It's the Finnish American Fair. And this year it's got a special name to it, Nasel Heritage Days, spelled N-A-S-E-L. And that's where it is, Nasel, Washington. And it's every other year. But what's special this year, and I was delighted to hear this, for the first time they are including the Sami people, who are the northern folks who live in Finland, Sweden, Russia. And I spent some time there. So let's hear some music from Kathy Huhtaluuta. And she was actually here a few years back and left this with us. Thanks for being here, and stay tuned for the arts. Thank you. This song is actually about the hummingbird. The hummingbird. The song is pure joy, the joy of living. There's a tree outside my window, she writes, frequented by hummingbirds and hawks. One day I watched a hummingbird fearlessly approach a hawk and challenge him. The hawk remained totally calm as the hummingbird continued to fuss and flit about him. Well, sure. Over time, I observed the relationship that evolved between the hawk and the hummingbird and how they would dialogue with each other. At times, the tiny hummingbird made the hawk fly away. Hummingbirds and hawks are both powerful animal totems. The hummingbirds can fly in any direction at any time. They are always seeking out the essence of beauty, going from one thing to another rapidly. The hummingbird's spirit reflects an open, loving capacity for life. Let's dedicate this show to an open, loving capacity for life and a lot of healing. The White Reindeer, Kathy Hutaluta. And the Fin-Am Festival is already happening today. It's over in Nacelle. You can just get yourself over there. It's a free festival. Some fabulous stuff. In addition to all the performances, of course, the food. My favorite unusual thing there is they have a huge room full of photographs from way back in the area. And you learn so much about a culture. The homes, the work they did, the families, and all the way up until today. So it's a lot of fun. Speaking of today, or perhaps tomorrow, I have a couple of our local artists here. Lori Kaplan and Isabel Johnston Haste. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good to see you. Are you all ready for tomorrow?
Almost.
Okay, well, tomorrow, and many of you are hopefully aware, if you're not, listen up. Tomorrow and Sunday is the Astoria Studio Tour put on by the Astoria Society of Artists. And it is 35 artists, 23 studios. Some folks are sharing. I believe it's from 10 to 4. I'm going to let them give you more details. You can pick up one of the fabulous booklet kind of.
Well, calling it a brochure map.
Brochure map. Okay,
it is. But it is beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's a good thing to have, not only because you have a representation of each of the artists, which is a fun keepsake, but the map will tell you where their homes are, so that you can actually park somewhere and just go walking in an area, and then maybe move and go somewhere else. And terrific. So. How did this year's Astoria Studio Tour come about? Because this is, what, the fourth year, I
this
believe?
This is the fourth year.
But, Isabel, I know you've been taking part for how many?
All the ones until now.
Oh, yes?
The three previous ones.
Okay.
And this one, we go together to organize it. And
But this year is special, I think, because there's a whole group.
Well, it's eight of us who were involved with the tour last year, wanted to see what we could do to use our artistic and organizational skills
and creative
and just involve as many artists as we could. And so we've been meeting since February.
Oh my.
We wanted to really think it through and do it carefully and thoughtfully. And I think that we have. I feel really good. Our committee is wonderful.
Yeah, for me who is a newcomer to the country and a newcomer to Astoria, it has been really great to work with this committee, because it turned out to be 8 people who all have different talents, and we really worked well together, and everybody brought something. Like, Paul did the poster, and he built a beautiful website where you can also download a map.
And the website is AstoriaStudios2014.org. And there are maps also in this week's Coast Weekend.
They, oh, yes.
Which is one of your underwriters,
that's
which
right.
is lovely. Yeah. They were great. And the actual tour, we got a generous grant from Columbia Memorial Hospital, which is part of the reason we have the beautiful brochure and beautiful posters all over town.
I love the signs at either end of town,
yes.
too, as you go in, come into yes. town from the east or the west. And,
right.
And then there are others in town.
Yes.
And it certainly brightens up the whole area
yeah.
as well as informs people what's going
and
on.
And Charlie Schweigert, who's one of the artists and just this local marvel, who does birds, by the way, as does Isabel, who mm-hmm. makes sculptures of birds, and you played bird
that's
music.
That's right. I didn't Charlie did not coordinate
no,
on that.
No, we didn't. So I think that's a good omen.
Yeah.
Charlie made this beautiful design for the billboards, and then some of the artists on the committee actually painted it out mm-hmm. for him, and then a couple of other people went and hung them up. So it's been a joint effort all the way.
And that is wonderful, the collaborative
yes.
effort, because and the fact that you all got along, because eight people
yes.
could be tearing each other's
great.
Hair out.
Well, and, yes. and I think that's part of the magic of art, which is why we're so excited for this weekend and why we hope that people will come, because we all were drawing and painting as kids, most of us, if we mm-hmm. were lucky, and then we kind of lose that, many do, unfortunately, and it is so inspiring and exciting to see what people can create individually or as part of a group sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And well, there's a terrific chemistry.
Let me ask you, Lori, because you've been here how long in Astoria?
Oh, almost 18 years.
18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been making art all that time?
No. I've probably done what a lot of other people have done. I did a little bit of sewing in grade school and mm-hmm. middle school. I did needlepoint. I did cross stitching. I did some oil painting. I tried watercolor and found it impossible. I tried sculpture, found it impossible. And I started buying fabric with no idea why, except I was just drawn to the mm-hmm. fabrics, mm-hmm. the color and the feel. And so I started kind of just easing into making. They're not really quilts in the traditional way. I design and sew pieces together, and some of them are like 4 feet by 3 feet, and some are 18 inches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I never knew, and I lose time when I'm doing it. And I think that's true when you talk with most of the artists.
Mm-hmm.
They will say the same thing. And that's part of the magic we want people to see and why we really hope people will come. The tour is, I have to say this, is free, and you pick your own places where you want to go. You don't have to go in any order or start mm-hmm. anywhere specific. Just get a map and decide
mm-hmm.
and then go have fun both days.
Mm-hmm. And it is fun. I've gone every year. I didn't realize, Issa, that you have been here from the beginning, because
yes.
What did you walk into town and immediately start?
Well,
I know you've been a practicing artist forever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In Switzerland, where
you're
from.
In Switzerland and in Spain, and also I lived in India,
mm-hmm.
and I was also doing art in India.
Mm-hmm.
I taught in a school in South India for a while. And, well.
And what is your, did you change mediums each time?
Well,
because I know you do sculpture, but you also do painting.
Yes, because when I didn't know sculpture until I started art school, and I started in the painting section, and then I decided that I started practicing sculpture and clay modeling, and after a year I decided that that was really my
mm-hmm.
story.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. that's why, but I like color too, so that's why I usually paint my sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
And as Lori said, last year, when I saw you last year,
mm-hmm.
I was getting this show together about mermaids and water birds.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I evolved into birds. And this year, I have birds that are 3 feet high, like blue herons. And I have little hummingbirds and kestrels, little hawks.
This is trippy. I had no idea. Yeah. And that you did Hummingbirds, and here I am playing the... That's exactly the song
that
played.
That was really...
Whoa, this is definitely cosmic here. So tell us about some of the other... Yes, would you like to know how to say it in Finnish? Yeah. Something like Semmalulukut. Semmalulukut. That's Hummingbird in Finnish, just in case anyone asks. Don't tell them you heard it here, though. What other, some of the names of, I mean, 35, I don't think we're going to have time for all of them.
No, we won't. But I think the important thing is when you go online or get the brochure, there are so many varieties of art. There's photography, there's oil painting, there's
printmaking,
mm-hmm. watercolor, glass, fiber, lots of fiber mm-hmm. art.
And fabric.
And yeah. fabric. Three different fabric artists mm-hmm. like I am. Mm-hmm. And we're all so different.
Nice.
So it's, I saw, my mind just, Constance Wasenens mm-hmm. Has an exhibit of her pieces over at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And her pieces are wonderful. They're so wildly different from mine and mm-hmm. from Alex Myers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, that part alone is very exciting.
So let me ask you, did either of you meet some people that you didn't know? Well, Issa must be.
I didn't know anybody.
No, we didn't know. Only one of us knew everybody when we first met in my living room in February.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. And the idea, the other part that's really exciting about the collaboration is that if one or two people are gone for a few weeks or have to for whatever reason, you've still got that strong core that keeps it going.
Yes.
So, well, it's going to be fantastic. Let's once again give the logistics. This is the Astoria Studio Tour. It is tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 4. And you can actually show up at someone's house right at 10 o'clock and they mm-hmm. will be ready.
Oh, and there will be yard signs out.
Oh.
Yeah. Gorgeous green and purple.
Yeah, I saw Ray
signs.
Dropping those off at
right.
the artist's
Ray Merritt of KMUN fame was helping to distribute the signs.
So if you have the map and you're thinking, yeah, but where, which house, there it'll be right
there
out there.
There will be signs.
Good.
And some of the corners will have signs with arrows pointing you the right way.
Nice.
We tried to anticipate.
We'll see what happens.
Yes,
nobody
we will.
Spins
but
them around.
We look forward to meeting everybody, so please do come. It's free at your own pace. You can spend 30 minutes at one place or 3 minutes. Doesn't matter.
So tell me, do some people put out some cookies or things like that?
Yes. We always do.
Okay, some do, maybe some don't. But
not by fabric. No, thank
no.
you.
Oh, that's
but
true.
But I'm hoping that the process of being in the room will be nurturing.
Well, I think that's also the fact that folks are going to be in people's studio. I know both of you are going to be in your own studio so people get the feeling what it feels like.
Oh, absolutely.
Like. And obviously, there's plenty of time to ask questions. This is not a, sit down and be quiet affair.
Oh, no. Well, and some of the artists will be doing demonstrations.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
The whole idea is to actually get to meet the artist and maybe mm-hmm. learn about why they do or how they mm-hmm. do what they do. So it's definitely not just a show and tell.
Right, It's or even a gallery thing.
Really?
It's definitely being inside. And also, I'm thinking that if you have an inkling that you might be wanting to learn more about something, you look at the map and you say, okay, just in case I run out of time, I think I'm going to go to these folks first mm-hmm. because I really want to. But check out some of the people you don't know because, wow, I got some great surprises in the past few years. So thank you so much for putting this on, and again, they can pick up the brochures, I believe, at Dots and Doodles, Riversea, Imogen, Tempo Gallery, and Old Town Framing.
Right. Those are our main distribution points. And some of the other businesses around town have been lovely about having out the brochures as well. So, and online and in yesterday's Coast Weekend.
Yeah, that was quite a nice write-up. Robert Pullman's on the cover.
Right.
So, there's all kinds of art. Great. Okay, thanks, folks. And if you give them the website one more time.
AstoriaStudios.com. 2014.org.
Okay. Ooh, that's nice.
Thank you, okay. Carol.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carol.
All right. Happy hummingbirds. I love it. Okay, this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. And I have here an artist who is he is a visual artist, and his work is up right now at Kala, 1017 Marine Drive. But he's also a lot of other things. He's a hip-hop poet, a performer, and his name, the name he goes by, is Mosley Wara. Just say it a few times and you can figure out what it means. He's from Bend, Oregon, and I'm going to play you a piece from his album. He's going to be performing tonight, 9 p.m. at Gala. So go on over there and you can catch his show, his art show, as well as the music. And he's open for all kinds of people. And his band was voted best band in his hometown of Bend 3 years in a row. And he will be a two-piece featuring Colton Williams. Williams is Mosley Wara's guitarist and sampler. Okay, you get the idea? Have a listen. You'll get the idea even better. Thanks for being here, folks. This is Carol, your host.
How long do you think it takes to get famous? For a musician?
Or a painter? Flip on the light, spark in the raw sun, then they haw and they're off, and there he goes. Oh well, wishing that another good man long found to prose. Rose, wading through the broken molds, mediocrity would like to flip its fangs in me, but we broke loose by the skin of our teeth. Just in time, moving with bullet speed, old exit wounds marked exhibits A to Z. Evidently killing it with alphabetical binary. Come up, heard of plenty. Well, the press for hands on books and speak up louder than the crowds. Get fists to shook, shook, shook. From the rook, by the grace from the rook. Just look at the waist, just look at the waist, just look at the waist and stay afloat. Just look at the waist, just look at the waist, just look at the waist and stay afloat. Just look at the waist, just look at the waist, just look at the waist and stay afloat.
Stay afloat.
Boom. Boom, boom. Boom. Boom, boom. Throw your Mona hands up, Lisa. Throw your Mona hands up, Lisa. Goes past the crown to the right hand side.
Boom for real, boom, that's for real.
Goes past the crown to the left hand side.
Boom for real, boom, that's for real.
Goes past the crown to the right hand side.
Boom for real, boom, that's for real. Goes
past the crown to the left hand side.
Boom for real, boom, that's for real. Goes
past the crown underground top side. Pass the crown on the ground top side. Everybody at boom.
Okay, folks, this is Mosley Wara, and again, going to be at, I really enjoyed his art. I haven't met him, but I hear he's a really cool guy, too, because some folks I know have known him most of his life, I guess. So there you go. Enjoy. And right now, Mosley Wara is a young fellow. So I decided to bring on someone who is young in heart, looks younger than I've seen him in years, but I haven't seen him in about a year and a half either. So Bill Dodge is here with me, and I am thrilled and delighted to have you here, Bill.
Oh, Carol, it's always nice to see you, and I appreciate being invited to come back and talk with you.
Oh, this is so cool. So you are here because, first of all, everybody in our area, many people know you from your art. You've been making another one of these folks who's been making art forever. However, I was here when Bill Dodge made the announcement that it was all over. His painting was over. He was, I can't remember what you said you were doing with your brushes, putting them under the bed or throwing them out or giving them to the charity.
Oh, never throwing them out. They're much too expensive to throw out, Carol. They went in a very readily accessible box in the closet.
That's the secret.
Say never.
Yeah, that was the secret. He said, yeah, I'm giving it up. However, they're going in a box, so I just in case. Well,
right.
Fortunately for all of us, the just in case happened, and you created a new piece of work. Tell us about this.
I did, and I hadn't really planned on coming out of retirement, but there were several things that happened on my 80th birthday in February. I decided I'm just going to celebrate it like I've never celebrated a birthday before. So I went to Palm Springs, I went to Las Vegas, I went to Phoenix, I went to Houston, Cancun, Belize, Honduras, ending up at Mardi Gras at the end of the month.
Wow.
Well, I had an incredible time. I got home and I had some aches and pains, and I decided, well, let's go get this old body tuned up. Uh-huh. So I went to the doctor, and he says, well, you have osteoarthritis now, and you're not going to be able to go jumping around like you used to when you were 80. So anyway, I decided that, you know, I really like painting. And then I was invited to a friend's house down in Cannon Beach. Mm-hmm. And they said, had I ever met the sister? Her name is Melody Schanevert. And I said, no. And so, she runs the Lost Art of Nursing Museum in Cannon Beach, which I had heard something about.
Me too. I just heard about that recently.
It's absolutely incredible. This woman is an icon in the nursing field.
Uh-huh.
And she had been a psychiatric nurse in a pediatric hospital in the East. Mm. And in dealing with children, they had set up a playroom, a toy room that was fanciful and charming and was designed to make everybody enjoy life, no matter how bad the situations were. You were coming from upstairs when you went to this playroom, you were going to just be happy and delightful, enjoy your life. Well,
beautiful.
In addition to the museum, in the private residence of the museum, she recreated this playroom. And she said to me, Bill, would you like to see this? And I said,
okay.
Oh, yes. Well, she opened the door, and I went, oh, I've got to paint this. And Carol, you know, I don't normally paint scenes. I reconstruct things in my mind and put things that necessarily wouldn't go right next to one another and create whatever it comes out. But I said, I have to duplicate this scene because in the center of these fanciful toys on the wall and on the floor was a musical bed.
Whoa.
And it was a bed made of trombones and French horns and xylophones. And the cover on the bed was musical notes. I mean, it was one of the most beautiful creations I'd ever seen. I mean, what a piece of art. And I said to her, Melia, I just have to paint this. And so that stimulated me to take the brushes out of the box in the closet and sit down and start painting. So for 5 months, I sat and painted on this because it's very meticulous. And unfortunately, I couldn't even do it justice. There was so much in this room that I just had to condense it down.
Well, I have seen an image. I haven't seen the original, but I've seen an image of it. And yeah, I can't imagine how you could get anything else in there. What did you take a photograph?
No.
Not
of the room, I did not. I did take some photographs of the elements, of the bed itself.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, you didn't know how I could put anything else in there. Well, this is the only painting in 50 years of painting where I painted out a major section. And for 2 weeks, I tossed and turned. I said, everything else just works for me, but this section I had to paint out, what am I going to put in? Well, instantly, 2 weeks later, instantly, it came to me. And I put it in, and it worked beautifully. Now, what I replaced on the wall, which actually hangs behind this fanciful bed, was a wonderful crazy quilt. But it was so busy and so exciting that it dominated the bed, which was the reason I wanted to do the painting. Mm-hmm. And so I tossed and turned and finally said, voila, I think this is going to do it. So I painted it out totally, and I replaced it with a window. Now, the house is in Cannon Beach. It overlooks the water. And I thought, I'm going to put a big scenic window with haystack rock and some little seagulls and waves coming in. Well, when I did that, Carol, I stood back and said, I am glad that I painted this crazy quilt out here, because now the attention is focused on Melody's creation, this wonderful bed. However, there was still something missing, because I don't do scenics per se. And as fanciful as this was, I said, there's something missing. And so that's when I named the picture, and it's called The Cat Symphonics. Right. And I created a cat band and chorus that is in the room, on the bed, on the floor, dancing around, singing like no cat would ever be able to sing. But it added just the touch that I wanted. And as you know, I've done cat paintings for years and years and years. But this is the most complex and meaningful one for me, anyway. I hope that, that the people who see it agree it's going to be, as you know.
Yeah, tell folks how. We're not just talking about this abstractly. Bill is coming to he came today specially to see some friends and to tell us on the radio. But Sunday, what's happening?
Well, as you know, the Maritime Museum here, they own the rights to most of my works and have been so gracious to me over the years. And they will be handling all of the new prints from the Cat Symphonics. So what they have done, they've taken two booths in the Sunday Market, and they're devoting it exclusively to many of the things you have seen over the years at our prints.
And love.
And we are going to have an unveiling of the painting and the introduction of the prints. And that's this Sunday at the Sunday Market, and they graciously carved out two spaces for us in front of the Elliott Hotel on 12th Street.
Great.
So any people who come specifically somewhere between Commercial and
Duane.
I've only been gone a year and a half, Carol. you will find us. I don't know whether it'll be on the north or south side, but you know, we'd certainly look
we'll
forward.
Find you. I'm sure the vibes are going to be going out, and all the animals are going to be coming over there.
Well, you'll hear their music anyway.
There you go. How did Melody, is it? Who's from?
Yes, Melody.
Isn't that nice that her name is Melody and she's painting this? So did, or she created this bed. How did she respond to your painting?
She just absolutely loved it. And she wanted to have the painting, the original painting, to hang in the room over the fireplace, except it's too small. This is a relatively small piece. It's only 12 by 16 inches. Mm-hmm. So she asked my permission if I could get her a canvas reproduction in the size that she needs. So that is being done, and I am just delighted to see it in this huge, almost life-size reproduction.
Wow.
And while that room is not open to the public generally, she said anybody who goes to the museum, which is free, incidentally, there's no charge at all. She does this for the love of the nursing field. It's called The Lost Art of Nursing.
Do you remember where the museum is?
It's on the main street in Cannon Beach as you go just out of town on the left side of the street.
Okay, heading south.
Heading south, yes.
Okay.
And it's open.
I'm sure anyone could find
it. You can, yes. Yeah. Just ask the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And it's the most wonderful collection of nursing things that you've ever seen. Posters from the world wars that we've had, things that were literally thrown away.
There you go.
And she has recreated this basic nursing background. And she was telling me in Seaside, she went to a garage sale and she found a Nazi Red Cross pen that the nurses won. So odd little things like that, and toy dolls from the nursing period. Yeah. It's just a wonderful experience. Yeah. And
well,
invite
this
people
is,
to go.
This is quite a story, how this came about. You who left your brushes away and were so inspired, that's what brought you back to the painting.
It is, and I'm stunned.
You yes. think you're going to be doing some more?
I'm going to be one called On the Street Where I Live in Portland. And what happened was, earlier this year, I was coming home from a concert and my street was blocked and huge crowds of people. I thought, what is this? And I looked, and there were literally hundreds of naked bicycle riders down my street. And I stood there for about 20 minutes. And literally, Carol, it never ended. I was told by the management of my building that it went on till 1 o'clock in the morning. But I'm going to do a family friendly version of with lots of blocked out parts.
Hey, listen. Naked bodies, you wouldn't have families without naked bodies. But, well, that's it for another time.
Right.
Bill Dodge is my guest. And, folks, check it out on Sunday at the market if you're here. Now, where are people going to be able, if they can't get to the Sunday market, where are they going to be able to see the work? At the Maritime Museum.
At the Maritime Museum.
Okay.
The Maritime Museum.
So that's the
shows
Columbia
everything
River.
That I've done in the quarter of a century I lived here.
Columbia River Maritime Museum on 17th Street and the river. And it's got lots of good stuff to see there. And Bill's work is all there. Thank you so much for coming here, Bill. It is a joy to see you and see you so energized, and I just can't wait to see the real thing, the catsophonics.
Well, thank you, Carol, for inviting me. It's always nice seeing and chatting with you.
You bet. Okay. Bill Dodge, and if you are familiar with Bill, I don't have to tell you, but if you're not, check out the work. You'll be there for quite a while trying to absorb all the little details. So, okay, we're listening to Arts Live and Local. I have a couple more guests, so I've got some music. I think you'll recognize it, and this is because this weekend is a reggae festival. It's the Northwest Reggae Fest. And today through Sunday, Highway 202, 10 miles south of Astoria at Lunsford Farms. Check it out. Stay tuned. Thanks.
Stand up for
Well, y'all recognize that voice, of course. That would be Bob Marley. And get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. And hey, one of the things we're standing up for is the arts. And everybody who comes on my show believes that the arts saves lives, their own as well as a lot of other people. And many cases, it's the entire community. And my next guest is here because she's going to be helping to save something that's very important to this community, and that is the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin in Astoria. Allison Wills King. Am I saying that right?
That's right.
Okay, it's just the way it's written.
That's just the way it's written.
Okay. Allison is here because tomorrow evening she is going to be performing. The name of the concert is Unfinished Business, and I'm going to let her tell us why. Her background is huge in music, but more in the classical department was my understanding, but tomorrow night is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
And you've got Debbie Lloyd, who is a woman of many talents. As a matter of fact, I think she's part of the studio tour. She's also the piano accompanist for the North Coast Chorale. She is going to be playing, accompanying Allison. And then we have Dave Drury and on guitar and bass, player Todd Peterson doing a set of their own, and I don't know what else. So, Allison, tell us what that was. Just kind of a that's at the Performing Arts Center, 7:30 tomorrow evening, and it is a benefit for your Performing Arts Center, folks. Tell us, where did this idea come from, and what's the story on you and jazz?
Okay. Well, how much time do we have? Well, you may remember the Bach and Rock Around the Clock benefit.
Yeah.
And Denise Reed very graciously invited me to do some songs to kind of finish out the time that the chorale had. And there was a miscommunication about how much time I actually had. And so I was unable to finish my set. And this is just owing to my basic immaturity, I guess, but I've always had a bug in my ear about wanting to finish the darn set. So that's why it felt like unfinished. It was unfinished business. And,
oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And so when I approached this idea to Constance, she was very enthusiastic. So we went from there. And because I had done a few standards that evening, I thought, well, I have to finish the set. So, of course, it's still that material, plus other things that I like to sing from musical theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. So tell us a little bit about your musical background. Starting at, were you one of those kids who sang in the shower or sang in the kitchen?
Well, if you believe my mother, I sang in the delivery room, but she's she's suspect in her veracity.
I see.
No, I've just always sang. My family was very musical. We were the kind of family that sang in the car on car trips and that kind of thing. And no one in my family was allowed out of the house without taking piano lessons. So my brother and sister and I all played the piano. My sister is a very fine pianist. She's a professional pianist. And I drifted more towards singing. And when I was about 12, my sister brought home an Elton John songbook.
Mm.
And I sat down and taught myself how to do the accompaniment and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother began to trot me out to parties. I was her party trick for a number of years. So it was kind of interesting. But that sort of got the ball rolling. And I just... people found out I could do that, and I would go out and do that. So I really, my performing history started with doing pop stuff, and then I got involved in musical theater while I was in high school. And I started singing classical because dear mom said, your voice is very pretty, dear, but no one can hear you. So I thought, okay, what's the loudest thing I can do? Opera. So I started taking voice lessons, really just to be loud. I had no intention of a classical career. And I had my revenge when I was practicing one day and mom came to close the door and said, what's wrong? She said, well, it's rather loud. And then Opera just seemed to work. I did end up getting a master's in vocal performance, sang in the Portland Opera Chorus for 3 years, did a few roles with them. I've done classical concerts and been soloist and with orchestras and things like that. So I love it all. It's all good to me. You know, the only thing I don't do is scream or rock. I just kind of draw the line there. But
well, we've got some other folks to do that. We'll stick with the...
There's plenty of them. They don't need me involved.
Yeah, yeah. So what are we going to hear tomorrow night?
Tomorrow you're going to hear just some of the wonderful classics like Here's That Rainy Day, Come Rain or Come Shine. You know, they're all love ballads, and for some reason... You know, broken hearts and bad weather seem to go together. There's all lots of mention of weather conditions in these songs. And some of the musical theater pieces I'm doing are from shows that people might not know all that well. So if you
give us one. Give us a challenging one.
A challenging one. A piece called Still Hurting.
You're right.
It's from a musical called The Last 5 Years, which was written in 2002, an off-Broadway show, which has been making the rounds in regional theater pretty much the last 5 years.
Did you happen to notice what I'm wearing? Do you know what this is?
Oh, yeah. And I'll be doing there'll be some Sondheim tomorrow night, too.
I didn't do this on purpose because I didn't even know you were going to be doing show tunes, but I'm still here, and it's the Stephen Sondheim, wall-to-wall Sondheim.
Mr. Sondheim will be represented.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. That's
appreciated. Well, it's going to be a fabulous concert. And then Dave Drury and Todd Peterson are going to do a set of their
own? They are going to do like half of the second half, and then we're going to do a few numbers together, the three
sweet.
Of us. Very sweet. We rehearsed at the Bistro last night. It was
nice. Well, you may end up being there from now on Thursday night.
It will not hurt my feelings in any way.
Okay, there you go.
And then Debbie and I will finish off a few little songs after that. So,
well, thanks so much for doing this, for coming here, and thank you so much for giving your talents. Basically for the community, for standing up for the rights of the community in the arts, because we need it. I mean, what's life without the arts, basically, the art of life, really. And this is tomorrow evening, the 26th of July, 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria, that's 16th and Franklin. And it is a benefit for Partners for the PAC is putting it on as a benefit for the Performing Arts Center. So please come, enjoy yourself, and do your part to support this worthy and wonderful building. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you for having me, Carol.
All right. Next bit of music I've got is actually from my next guest, who's kind of chortling, you might have heard in the background. And this is the Columbia River Symphony. Let's hear a little bit, and then I'll have some of them come and talk to you. With some beautiful music from the Columbia River Symphony in the background. I just want to give you a quickie and let you know that the Voodoo has Paleo and the Hill Dogs tonight, and Jenny Don't and the Spurs tomorrow night. You heard about the FinAm Festival, the studio tour, Fiddler on the Roof, Coaster Theater, Into the Woods, Astor Street Opry Shanghai, Garibaldi Days, Astoria Arts and Movement Center dance party tonight, and I want to make sure you all know about Q Night tomorrow night at Astoria Coffee House. Basic Rights Oregon reception is 8 to 9:30, and that's a benefit, and then 10 to 2 2 a.m. dance party. So no matter what else you do, you can stop by there and support and enjoy. Alice in Wonderland with the Missoula Theater is at the Liberty 3 and 5:30. And the Columbia River Quarantine Station, it's a great place, Napton Cove from 1 to 4. Lots and lots happening on Sunday. Astor Street Opry Company has music from 6 to 8 with Bruce Smith. I'm about to explode from this music. It's in my ears. It's wonderful. I hope you're hearing it out there. Fort George, Dallas Williams, Astoria Market, Ray Prestigard, Manzanita Film Fest, Cannon Beach Arts Association Art Camp, and Bay City Arts Center High School Art Camp. Both start on Monday for a week. And lots more folks. So let me welcome my guests. Oh, my God. Whoa. What is this I'm listening to? Corey Peterson is here, who's the conductor. What is this? You can't hear it when the mic's on, but it's... I'm breathing. I'm getting bigger and bigger. What am I listening to?
That is Triumph of the Argonauts by Robert Sheldon.
Now, who's playing it in this...
This is some this recording is not, that was...
Yeah, okay, just checking. I was thinking, this is not the Columbia River Symphony. Okay, so my guests are Corey Peterson, who is the conductor of the Columbia River Symphony, and Angela... What's the rest of your name?
Calvin Peterson.
Calvin Peterson. I always can't remember which way it goes. And Mia.
Yeah.
What is Mia's full name?
Mia K. Peterson.
Mia K. Peterson, yeah. Who is how old?
She was a month on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. So almost. I mean, we start them young in the arts, folks.
Yeah.
They looked at each other when Allison said that about her family singing in the car. I saw Angela look at Corey. And Drew Herzig is here as well, who made sure that this was going to happen. We need to be sure to let folks know when these kinds of... And this is quite an endeavor. You're playing three concerts. Mm-hmm. August 1st, which is next Friday, at the County Fair from 3 to 4. And then the next day, this one's going to be a knockout. I can't imagine how this is going to happen. It's at the Armory, the brand new, fairly newly opened Armory at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. The Armory is humongous, folks. I took a stop over there. And it's fantastic. And then the next day, Sunday, is at Coastline Christian Fellowship in Olney at 3 p.m. Unspoken Heroes. Tell us about this.
The idea for me came up. Usually I sit down and listen to a whole bunch of music online and try to get some sort of concepts in my head. And, of course, usually things surrounding my life is where I try to go with certain things, and we've done stuff with national parks, trips my wife and I have taken. And so this current one, having to come around, we're having a child here, first ever child, starting a family. And I started thinking about different things in life, different aspects that people go through in their endeavors. And for my wife, first and foremost, she's about to become a mother. And so it made me sit back and just think about everybody else who decides to have start a family, and all the different things that happen. And so I began thinking about my wife becoming a mother and how so many things just go unspoken for a child. And it may not seem like a big heroic moment at the time, but when you look throughout the course of one's life, so many wonderful things take place.
I do want to make it clear to folks that Angela is the mother, and I do believe that Corey is the father.
Yes. I'm sorry, yes.
I just wanted to clarify because, you know, what do I know? Actually, I do know because last time you were here, I was talking to you, blah, 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 and then you stood up and I went, I didn't even know. So congratulations to all three of you, actually. So, this is no longer unfinished business. This is unspoken. unspoken heroes. What's with the uns today? I don't know. Well, we only have about 5 minutes, so tell us what you've chosen for unspoken heroes.
What everybody heard a little bit of was The Triumph of the Argonauts. But beyond that, another one, a softer selection, is Romance by Ralph Ford, which is unspoken in the sense that this lady was becoming an educator for music, is what her entire life career was to be. And she was only a week away from graduating from college with her degree when she was in a horrific car accident and passed away.
Okay.
And so it's in honor of her memory. Another one is Unending Legacy by Barry Milner, which is also a dedication to everybody who educates and teaches, whether you are an educator in the school systems or every day in life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A little bit more exciting, sounding performances, music more upbeat, such as Whale Warriors by Brian Balmages, which I had mentioned to our symphony. If you ever think about outside of your small world sometimes, out in the ocean, can you even imagine individuals out there risking their lives to save whales and try to stop the people that are hunting them out there? It's just a whole other concept that this tone poem tries to instill. And then we're going to finish up with, let's see, Warrior Legacy, Benediction, In Perfect Silence, I Often Gaze at the New Stars, and then a very intriguing piece by Stephen Reinecke titled The Witch and the Saint, which deals with twin sisters who were born. And at the time that they're born, they both had, one of the twins had, I believe, some sort of powers where she could tell the future of some sorts.
This is a true story.
It's supposedly a true story. It's
soon to be a Disney film, I believe.
And it goes into the part where the townspeople end up trying to find her and rid of her of this world here. And so the sister, the savior of the twin here, is supposed to be out there finding her, saving her. In the end, it goes the other route, and the witch is the one that's is trying to save the sister, the good sister, and the good sister ends up passing on, and the witch ends up being able to travel off into freedom.
Who composed this?
This is Stephen Reinecke. It's a very, very interesting piece, which for those at the concert, we will have those stories written inside the program.
Oh, so you can neat. Read them.
And Carol,
nice.
I want to mention that these concerts are absolutely free. Wow. At the county, you do have to pay county for admission, but the one at the Armory and the one in Olney are they're free to the public kind of thing.
Wow.
So this is a chance to go to the Armory.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first symphonic performance there in decades. It's going to be a unique event, and you can come free, see the thing. And the nice thing is parents with children can come, and if the children get a little bit bored, then you can take them out, and you haven't lost any money. It's a fantastic thing.
It's
very much family friendly.
Not only that, but you can take them upstairs and just let them loose.
Absolutely.
And maybe you'll find them later, you know.
Yeah. Well, we were hoping to get the musicians on roller skates, but we're not quite there yet.
Shanghai dolls haven't lent you there. I see. Well, it's sounds very exciting. Now, did you decide to do? You like to do more than one concert after you've put all this work in, obviously.
Well, two concerts is the ultimate where we usually go, but the extra one at the county fair is more of a preview concert. It's more of what's to come for the following two concerts. So it's an opportunity to get out there and see a little bit more audience members on a casual basis.
And people who might not come to sign up for a concert, but after they hear it and...
Mm-hmm.
And nice
idea. People will be shocked. It's very, very wonderful.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, Angela, are you going to be playing
It's
violin?
It's up in the air.
It's
yeah,
up in the
we'll see.
Is Mia going to be playing?
Well, we've been working on it.
<I see.
laughs> Yeah.
You got one of those miniature just for her. Well, I'm delighted to have you here. This is great. She is probably... if not the youngest, one of the youngest interviewees I've had on the air. She hasn't said much, I noticed, but she's, she's taking it all in, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Terrific. This is Columbia River Symphony, and this is a week from tonight at the, a week from this afternoon at the county fair from 3 to 4 p.m. That's at the fairgrounds, obviously. And then on Saturday night, as Drew mentioned, at the Armory. And it's been dormant for, 30 years, I think it was, which is unbelievable. When you see the place, you're going to go, what?
Mm-hmm.
Why were we wasting this space? Mm-hmm. And that's at 7 o'clock. And what a nice gift to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday at 3 o'clock again is in Olney, the Coastline Christian Fellowship.
And also a place they have not had a musical performance in quite some time as
okay.
well.
Okay, wonderful.
A weekend at first, and that's a week from tomorrow and a week from Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend is plenty packed as it is.
I know, I'm glad not to have to talk about competition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go because it is time for our next show. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.